Ahead.
Okay, at 7, well,
Oh,
7, we open the select board portion of the meeting this evening.
all right. I make a motion that we approve our minutes and payroll and payables.
Animals.
Have payables?
What's that?
Do you have the payables, the purple thing? Purple folder, dear.
We'll put you in that.
Nope. That one's all set.
Okay, at this point we're going to open forum. I guess Fran was the first one here, so I'll start with him.
Thank you.
Perfect. Heather was the next one here. I'll go to her.
I was actually here first, but I thought like
Oh,
that.
okay. I guess I missed you walking by the door, so I didn't walk. Okay, the lady in the back, you had a question?
That would be you. Oh, that would be me.
Well, the lady
Okay.
in the second row, but
Oh,
yeah.
second row. Yes. I was waiting for Jill Hasselbrook because she was going to join me. There's a lot of concern up on Westlake, and as you know, that has been an issue for a long time.
That is correct.
But it's much worse. And I've been there. I mean, we had our property there since '85, but we lived there for 15 years, continuously since. And I see a lot of things going on in that road where people are stepping back. We had one elderly man last fall who actually was just trying to get out of the way, was stumbling with his cane. And then we have another lady who walks Westlake, and she has a cane. And she's backing up. And also my neighbor was getting her mail one day recently, and the truck didn't see her. She was down by the mailbox, and it was one of these huge dump trucks, and she was almost blown off the road. She had good balance, so she was able to step back down a gully. But it's just trucks passing trucks with tonnage now. Lots of tonnage. Big slabs, slate, stone, and this is where we're. And I talked to Melissa. Are you Paul?
I am.
Yes, I talked to Melissa today, and she spoke with Paul last night. And there's just, it's unbelievable that it's gone way beyond. And it's not one particular company that you can spot. I think it's our responsibility to have. We need to have plans in place to abate this. And I brought a couple of this is you now call me. You've probably read those. It's called the travel calming programs in Vermont. And it actually cites towns that have it in place. But as you know, in general, Wells is I don't feel respected for their traffic. And a case in point, I worked Green Up Day. Did any of you work Green Up Day? Yes. And I was between Wells Country Store and Wells Beer Farm. And I was with another lady. That's Jill, isn't it? So I was with another lady, and we were walking that area with her young son. And we just keep, this is the third year in a row. We no longer can do that on the show. So it's just sad. And were you out on Green Up Day too? Was it a trafficked area? No? Okay. So if it's not a trafficked
I mean, it
area.
was Route 30, but I didn't feel on scene.
Yeah. So it's once they come by the little Wells store, they just pick up speed. And they're also picking up speed all the way through our town. I don't feel we're respected. I think something should be done where we are like Dorset, we're like Manchester, we're like Stratton, we're like Windhall, we're like all these towns all the way down so that we are respected here. They say, oh, well, now my entire family has been ticketed to those little towns, but no more. They all slow down. This is 25, they're going 25. And so I think we should be respected here and say, oh, Wells has contingencies in place. Not that we're going to blindside people. Maybe we'll give them a heads up that this is going to take place and that it will be monitored strictly. Maybe they get a warning first, and then after that, they might get a ticket. But you fellas have been doing this a long time, so I can just leave these with you, and it's good reading. And I just outlined in yellow certain areas. Like
one problem, some of the towns you mentioned, for instance, Manchester has well in excess of $1 million police department.
Of course, yes, and I know that.
I was a dispatcher there for 19 years, so I'm fairly familiar with the police, what goes on.
I know that.
The Stratton has a sheriff's station in their town.
Yeah.
And again, these are huge money towns.
Yes.
And we presently hire and have hired for several years Rutland County sheriffs. They are here X number of hours per week. It does change in the summer. It increases.
Yeah.
One problem, Westlake Road, they can't run radar on it particularly well. There's no place for them to park, and it's so curvy that unless the man has, the officer has a handheld unit, he can't get any kind of readings. They do patrol Westlake Road. We do have a sign, a speed limit sign. I believe it might have just got, we've moved them around here yesterday, and it might have got moved, but I'm not sure.
And the flashing signs?
The what? Yes.
You talk about the flashing speed limit?
Yes.
They moved into North Street in here as well. So
well, I think one of them was the one down by on South Street. That was moved, and then we moved the other one.
Yeah.
Another problem we have right now is Route 31 is closed.
Yes.
And we have trailer trucks now coming down out across the channel and up over North Street.
But they still have to be responsible.
No, I understand that, but it's increased.
They have baby carriages out there.
It's increased the amount of traffic that comes through town somewhat drastically. Before, they would stay on 30, or if they were going to New York State or whatever, or going to, they would go down 31. 31 is closed in Poli, just south of the village.
Yes.
So that's another issue. We have talked, as a matter of fact, myself and one of the highway guys talked today about putting some speed bumps on Westlake Road.
Yeah, that's in here. They're called calming bumps.
Oh, whatever.
Calming bumps.
Whatever.
Believe it or not, they're not the big ones, they're the ones that can be plowed over or,
so they go under instead of over?
Yep.
These would be removable.
Yes. And surprisingly, when you read the reports, the permanent ones are less money than the removable ones.
I understand that, but with snows here.
Yes, and they go over, like in York Beach. My son has been texting me from Connecticut. He has a home in Idaho. He's been texting me all day, Mom, at York Beach, West Hartford, Connecticut, Burlington, they can all go over these bumps because they're not like the big ones we used to know.
No, I mean, I just was in Colorado last week, and they have them in Colorado. They've got them.
Yes.
I run into them from sea to shining sea. I used to go out that way 3-4 times a year, so I'm well aware of what speed bumps are.
So
but that was a conversation that we had today. So we are very well aware of the problem. We do have another issue in the fact that we used to get a fairly good kickback. For instance, you get stopped for speeding and it's a $200 ticket. We used to get 40 some odd dollars of that $200, or 40 some odd percent of that $200. That has ceased. We don't get that anymore. And what we did with that was we took and just reinvested in whatever the line item for police protection was. At the end of the year, that got added to it, and we could increase the hours that we had patrols here.
I see.
And in the state's infinite wisdom, they have basically done away with it. I don't know if you've been following the other state stuff, but the state is in huge money issues. Federal government shut off several of our bigger things for whatever reason.
Well, you fellas know best.
That's what our immediate plan is. We have changed the stop sign on North Street. We're going to change the stop sign on South Street. And, you know, there's a lot of tickets being written, but I mean, even a $400 or $500 ticket doesn't seem to bother people. You know, apparently they make a lot more money than I do.
Well, also, cell service isn't that great on West Lake Road, correct?
Correct.
Because that's part of the issue with the sheriffs patrolling out there. They can't get out to call for backup. And that's also the problem, like, up farther in East Wells Road. They can't go past a certain point. They have to be able to call out.
They either have to have internet or cell service.
Right.
They can't just pull a car over and when they can't call for backup. Very good example of that happened right in Pollock Village with a fellow from West Pollock that was he didn't listen to the officer very well. Fortunately, the officer was a lot better brawler than he was. He was taken care of, but his nearest backup was 45 minutes away in Rutland.
So yeah, we'll take your information and
we can
we'll look into it.
I could go on and on.
Yeah.
Neighbors have approached me and said, please tell them this. I no longer can walk my dog on this. I have to leave Westlake. I have to go elsewhere with the dog. We have baby carriages and now comes the influx of the summer people and they're pushing baby carriages and in front of them is their little child on a tricycle. Mm-hmm. And so if they would just be responsible and just slow down.
Yeah.
I have one comment to that. It really works both ways.
Yes.
Because people walking will say, you can't walk three or four people abreast.
Exactly.
As you're walking down.
That seems to be a fairly common item. You get three or four women or men or whatever that walk two and three abreast. I mean.
And we were out there today, but you were single file, and here come the trucks, so we're all stepping back,
if you see the truck doing that, write down or take a picture of who it is.
Yes.
And that would help with that if you have something.
We do know some of these infractions. I have started to.
Yeah.
So if you want to give us a list, we can reach out to the companies and warn them, too.
I think it's gone far beyond that because you're going to get a young driver who's in there and he's okay or he's late.
And you're not going to stop that because they're doing stuff they shouldn't be doing while they're driving.
And you're not going to stop that. So we as a town have to be the proactive.
Right.
We have to be coming up with solutions. And that's why reading these reports,
and we started doing some of that last year, like Don said, the North Street, you notice the stop sign is much more apparent now, and we're working on something on the south side because there's been too many accidents in the middle of town.
Yes.
So we'll look further.
And Jill Hassebrook is here, and she lives on Westlake, too.
The same thing on North Street.
Yeah.
Now, over winter, we had two telephone poles hit, knocked off. Mm-hmm. Two trucks, one hit the bell house. That's right by the Wells Town Park.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the bell house. Then after that, another one over on John Doe's property. Went all over the bank was there.
Yeah. And
there's another person that was closer by the park. The person followed the park, the people that were speeding up around, and they almost hit the car coming out of the park. Because you got the Lakeside Park and you got the Lady Woods, so people go hiking and stuff there, so there's a lot of traffic over there.
So and it's all over the
South Street is just as bad as
North. And I know I have a good friend, Ruth, who walks South Street all the time. And it's just dangerous.
Yeah, I think was it last year they hit the bridge here on South Street?
Yep.
It isn't just
a lot of them.
It's everywhere.
A lot of these, though, there's extra. I mean, the girl had hit the bridge. She could have hit the bridge at 10 miles an hour. She saw about six bridges.
Yeah.
And then she threw a drug paraphernalia in a brook. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to have
all kinds of speed limit signs aren't going to stop that.
And I just say, speed signs, are, in my opinion, and some of my neighbors are not going to do it because I was down by Catherine Cottages walking, and here they come. There's the speed, the flashing sign. No hesitation, no slowing down, just ripping through there. And I'm on the blind by Idlewild Park, across from Idlewild. And so they're coming around that bend, and then they say, oh, okay, let's have at it. And it's a speedway. So, yeah. Yeah. So I understand what you're saying about the, you know, women and walking.
But with that said,
Westlake Road over the last 5 years has increasingly become very dangerous. There's not much of a shoulder. There's blind spots, increased people, cars, renters, you know, workmen, building. It's dogs, it's more families. Mm-hmm. And I just want to advocate so much for the safety of our community.
Yeah.
And I did hear you say about the patrolling.
The what?
You mentioned there wasn't any way to do radar.
Right. On some
that, yeah, place. Due to the twists and turns, it's very hard for them to run there.
So across from our house, there's like
a. But they need to have internet access too. And I don't know.
We
I don't.
Have internet.
But for the yeah, I don't know about calling out. They need to be able to do all that.
The other issue is that 20 years ago, come Labor Day weekend, the lake was dark.
Mm-hmm.
Back on 9/11,
mm-hmm.
people flew planes into buildings. Everybody ran to Vermont. Back in 2022, the COVID came along. Everybody ran to Vermont. Most of those homes along where you live and all that, they were camps.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're million-dollar homes with an in-law apartment on the other side over top of the three-car garage. So you have probably three times as many people using that road in the last 10 years than used it in the previous 10 years.
But I find a lot of the residents are responsible.
And a couple of the people, that, let me just finish here. I have a quick little deal. A couple of the people, one of the women that came in here about 2 years ago, similar,
uh-huh.
you know, complaint to yours. She happened to be one of the first ones that, I guess it was more than a couple of years ago, when we first hired the sheriffs. And he wrote her a ticket.
We're going 60 and 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so,
that, I think,
you know,
I
and
think,
she's in complaining about the yeah. speeders.
And I mean, I have a neighbor a few doors down, and she was ticketed, and she was just coming on the North Road, and she was going 7 miles over the limit, and she apologized. She said that, you know, she still got the ticket, but I think it's, we have to concentrate on the huge, we're always going to have building fun up there because the old cottages are going to come down, the new ones are going to go up, so we have to always.
There's a hell of a lot of old ones left that I've seen.
Exactly. You know, and they're all coming down, they're being redone, so we have all these big double lens trailers coming through with steel beams with and I'll say, oh my goodness, that's a lot of wood. And it's just double like, you know, not a semi but flatbed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think
yeah, but we can't stop business. We can't stop timers.
And
I think most of the professional truck drivers are pretty conscientious. It may seem like they're going real fast. But I don't believe they are going all that fast.
Yeah, they are. And
well, most of the guys that I know up there, Doug Davenport, his guys,
those,
I don't believe that.
They're fine. They're fine. Doug Davenport,
no.
Jewel, they're fine. It's like people coming in from Glens Falls with all kinds of equipment from Rutland, from Manchester, from wherever they're coming.
Airbnb people renting.
Oh, yes. Airbnb, she said. Yeah. I think Linda and I are just really hoping to, you know, maybe we can collaborate with you guys and commit, I don't know, just for to have a more safe environment for our family.
Well, we've been trying to do that. That's why we bought the flashing speed signs. Mm-hmm. That's why we're talking about putting in speed bumps.
Okay, so there are the flashing signs on the sides like that.
Yeah,
there's one down here on North Street.
Down here by.
Yeah, it must be just today because I can't pump both of them.
They pick up speed coming back by the cottages. Right there where I am wild is. I mean, no matter how many signs I put up.
And they're probably repeat people that know the road. That's why they're speeding up, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, could we put one up there? Because then they say, oh, they mean business. Or even up closer.
We had a sign in front of Ricky Rudd's. We just, it may still be there.
It's still there. It's still what? There. It's still there.
Okay.
But if we can maybe get them.
It's going to get moved. We're going to put it on North Street for a while. We move them around.
No, it is moved. That is on North Street right now. Tonight when I came home, it was there. So it must have been.
It's going to go by your house.
There is one there. They're both there. So tonight when I came home, one's on North Street by Korea, and one's by my house. Right.
But they're well in excess of $1,000 a piece. Ideally we ought to have a 24/7, 365 police department. That's about $1.5 million.
I think once the parameters and rules were set, I think it would be like when you're going down through Wheaton Hall or any smaller towns, Jamaica and Harmonyville and all of those. And
I've been riding those roads since 1949. when my father died about 50 years ago, mm-hmm. we had a farm here and I was living in Connecticut at the time, and I was coming up 2 and 3 times a week.
I remember.
I was one of those guys, and it's still the same now. I mean, I'll be cruising. I know that road. I can close my eyes and drive that road. I've driven it too many times.
And we can.
People still, I don't care what town you're in, it's the same deal.
But I mean, as soon as we get into Dorset, it's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Slow down.
But they also have police there all the time. Yeah. So.
They have an officer there all day long.
Because it takes me almost 2 hours, believe it or not, to get down to Brattleboro to get onto 91 to go to
Connecticut. Is there a sign that says slow down, children at play, or anything like that in that area? I haven't been there a while. There is one.
Simply don't want.
Well, we'll put our heads together and talk with our town crew and see if we can come up with something.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us know.
For getting here now. Because there may be carriage out there. It
would be very much appreciated if it could be looked into, because so many of us are out walking and children and we're in Horseshoe Bay, and sometimes the vehicles that go flying up through there are fast. And I know it's historically been a problem.
Well, we do, like I've told these ladies, we do have sheriffs patrolling in the town. Westlake Road is very hard to patrol because where they pull a car over, they have to either be able to talk to their dispatcher with a radio, use their cell phone, or have internet. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of spots on Westlake Road where they have no communication. And then, and it may be a routine speed check, a speed stop or a traffic stop. But how many times have you seen on the news that Joe Blow got shot when he stopped the guy for speeding or a parking violation or something? You don't know who's sitting in the car.
I know. We know that.
So they have to be able to call for backup.
If there were some sort of those small little strips that slow people down.
We've already talked about that. I talked to the town guys today, not knowing that you folks are coming, about speed bumps you're talking about. Talking about that.
It's called the Vermont Transportation Calming Initiative.
Yeah.
We are on this as best we can be, but short of putting in a full-time police department,
right,
for $1.5 million or so, we're trying to do the best we can.
I'll just close with saying, I think it would be reassuring if the town group was able to acquire any of those type of speed bumps, it would help reduce things. So that's all.
Yeah. Or
Trouble is, probably the lake people then would come down and scream at me about the speed bumps. So I got a feeling it's a win-lose situation.
You tell those of us who love to live in Weldy around, we'll go knock on their door and get after them.
But no, that is something we are definitely
thank you so much.
Definitely looking into. Thank you. All right, is that it? Stan.
Brandon, Stan.
What's that?
Wondering about the tongue drill.
Well, about the trick.
Well, to be real honest with you, I just haven't got that far. I took 4 or 5 days, went to see my grandkids I hadn't seen in a year, and
is it here?
What?
Is it here? The new one?
Yeah. Oh, it's here. Yeah, they're using it. Yeah. I haven't got it. It's just been, this week has been a
crazy week.
I stopped in here at 6:30 yesterday morning, finally left at 12:30. So I just haven't, we haven't sat down and talked about it or anything.
You're the first one to know.
Put it this way, I haven't forgotten.
Yep. Yeah, we know that, you know, we're trying to find out what the value is and all that stuff. And we'll be in touch with you before anything goes out.
I know where to find you.
That's right.
That it?
Oh, yes.
That was easy. All right, moving along. Old business to some extent. Flags in the cemetery. We have 144 flags that need to be put up in the cemetery. Mark the graves of soldiers or service people. Walter Pratt used to do it. He is crippled up and can't do it anymore. I have talked to the Legion. The Legion does some of the cemeteries in Granville. Whether they would be willing to do ours or not, I don't know.
How do we know which ones to put flags on? Is there markers?
Since they have a marker.
The marker. Yeah. Okay. And does it have to be done on a certain day or can it be done anytime before Memorial Day?
Well, it certainly needs to be done before Memorial
Day. No, I know that. I mean, that.
No, it can be done whenever somebody can do it or somebody wants to do it.
So I
have flags over here. Does the town supply the flags?
We supply the flyers.
Yeah.
They're here. They're here, and I was supposed to stop and pick them up at the Legion, and I forgot all about it today. But they're here. So.
Okay. Well, I can try to coordinate some volunteers if you want to get me the flags, and we can try to take a day and put them out.
I'll have them here. I'll get them tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to grab them all day tomorrow. So. Yeah.
I'd be willing to help volunteer. I'm sure I could get a few other friends to potentially volunteer.
Okay.
I'd love to do that in our relatives who are serving. Right. Yes.
Well, why don't you coordinate it? We'll coordinate it with Tammy. I'll get the flags here tomorrow, probably. And then you can.
Is anybody free Saturday morning?
I can be.
Like 10 o'clock, maybe?
Yeah. I was okay if my little granddaughter is busy, but it's great for her to learn to do that.
So
give her a flag and have her stick in the hole.
Let's
put her to work.
Pretty sure I'm free Saturday, so let's plan 10 o'clock at the cemetery for whoever wants to help.
Okay.
All right? Bring your friends or whatever, and we'll get them all done.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't know, and I would assume, maybe you know,
the plow.
Is there any veterans in East Wells Cemetery? I would assume there's got to be.
It must be.
I can.
I would think Huggy.
I may have to take a ride.
Huggy is a veteran, I think.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I can coordinate with Wanda about those and see if she.
Yeah, I'm sure she would know that.
The other one. Yeah,
the intersection of Endless Brook Road and Sawmill Hill. There's a remote cemetery up there.
That's a private. There's somebody.
There's veterans from the Revolution and everything else.
But is it a private? Do you know the people that own it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we could drop some up or ask them if we can put it in there. Do you want to, are you able to talk to people before then? But we can. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get them done. And you'll leave them in the town in our office down before Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be there either tomorrow or Thursday.
Okay. Thank you. Sounds like a plan there. That one's taken care of.
Yeah. Make them buy you dinner.
I will. All
right. All right.
South Street. I haven't talked to Dave about it yet. He knows about it, but we have another stop sign to put up, and we got to do some paintwork
to shorten the curve.
I have the blueprint of how you have to. State obviously has widths and so forth, but we're going to narrow that intersection up. And there'll be no parking next to the store. Actually, the store doesn't need it. It's not open enough.
I was going to say, is that closed now?
What?
Is it closed?
I don't know. It was closed yesterday. It was open today.
Oh, was it open today? Okay. Because the windows looked bare and everything looked bare yesterday when I drove by.
I didn't know if they shut it. He's trying to sell. He's got a sign out there, and I don't think he has any help.
I know Lindsay isn't there anymore. So she's at Cluck and Chuck Chicken or Cluck and Cafe.
Are you sure?
I think they've been
closing
at like 3.
Is that the deal?
Kind of like 8 to 3.
It's just the window looked bare too, and I'm like, is there something in the window
before? They weren't open yesterday, and one Saturday or Sunday I was went by there and they were closed.
Yeah, so okay, so you're going to work with Dave on that. And while he's got the paint out, if there's any touch-ups that need to be done around that intersection.
He's in Florida.
Oh, that's right. He is. I saw that. So when he gets back.
Okay, we have coming up on 5/13, which is a week from today, I think, a meeting with the Rutland Regional Planning Commission for
their town plan.
Their town plan, their plan.
Yep. At 7 o'clock.
Just be a refresher thing on it. Hopefully, although it's Stephanie Andrew, so it could go on for hours. let's see here. Grants. We were able to garner our Class 2 road grant, and we were able to get our structures grant. So, for the first time in 3 years, we got a Class 2 road grant. 4 years?
4 years, I think.
You mean it was approved? Or we submitted it?
No, we submitted it a while ago. It's approved. I got the approval today. That's what
I missed that.
I showed it.
Finally. Well, you showed me a lot of things. I must have missed that one.
Well, I never see you.
I know. I never see you either. That's awesome. And what was it put in for this time? Because that's the one that was East Wells Road paving that we did last year originally, right?
The paving grant was, or the Class 2 road grant was put in for East Wells Road.
That was just approved?
That's.
So to go further.
We're putting in 2 culverts on East Wells Road and paving from where we stopped paving to where we paved previous to the thing. And that would include paving. Well, hopefully it will coincide with the East Wells Road slide because we'll have to repave that after that's been cleared.
Yes.
We ever get.
No dollar amount yet, right?
There's a maximum. I think the highway grant, the road grant is 100, maximum 180, and the structures is 220, although I could have it backwards.
And what's the structures for?
The East Wells Road slide.
Oh, that's the actual slide. Gotcha. Okay.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be for that, but.
But we can use it for that.
It can be used for that, yes.
Perfect.
Basically, not doing anything about it, we are not entitled to any FEMA funds. Well, FEMA's gone, but we're not entitled to any federal funds.
So someone mentioned something about possibly we could use it for the last flooding, though. We might be able to put in for something.
We addressed.
Okay. I wasn't sure. That's why I had to double check with you.
It's a very short, quick answer. I went through...
This Patty McCoy thing mentioned.
I talked to Patty McCoy. I talked to Chris Pritchard. I talked to Brian Sanderson, our highway liaison. And the head highway guy in Montpelier got back to me, and the answer was the same from him.
No.
No, no, okay. no, no. That's where that stands.
Okay.
You have straightened out the agenda and minute deal, correct?
Are we talking about the planning commission?
Yes.
Yes. So I worked with Sharon Corey, who's the secretary for the planning commission, after their last meeting, and we spent about 3 hours together. I looked at their minutes and helped her to type them up from her written version and get them all published online. And so the ones that have not been brought to the committee are online, unapproved, and they'll be on the agenda for them to look at and approve at the next meeting or bring changes for it to be changed and approved. So at that point, we should be up to date. I only went so far back with the agendas. It was, I figured the minutes were the most important at this point. But they're still back to like fall, I think.
When is the next meeting?
Oh, I realize that. Yes, May 28th is their next meeting. So that hopefully is up. I also helped Sharon to populate the next meeting's agenda to get that started for her. And she told her she should touch base with Steve, the chair, if he's still here, about any additionals. And I would recommend if anybody else has anything to add to the meeting. But those are on the agenda, along with a couple follow-up things that we saw that were from your last meeting that we saw that were outstanding that should be brought back. So have that started for her. And try to show her how to attach to emails and stuff. So we'll see how it goes.
I appreciate you working with her.
You're welcome. Yeah.
As a point of interest, I just have to think of it. We have two meetings here on Wednesday nights. One of them is previous week to your meeting. Yours is 28th, so it'd be
the
21st.
What? Ours is the fourth Wednesday.
Okay, there's two meetings. That
so the 21st would be the one before then.
It's, one of them is the Lake Association, and they finally finished up and got their grants. They're having a public hearing here with regard to that. And the other one is the same deal, Lake St. Catherine Association. And that's in regard to all the projects that we went around town with Hillary and so forth.
The conservation district.
No. Hillary runs Pulteney Meadow Soil Conservation. And every year they get some money and they do projects around town, around the lake. We've done, well, we did one on First Nest Road. We did one on by Fran's house, just above Fran's house. Mainly there to stop runoff, or not necessarily runoff. You can't stop runoff, but at least mitigate runoff situations so we don't end up with chocolate milk in the lake. The one that we're probably going to do this year, hopefully, is on Endless Brook Road, just before you get to Sawmill Hill. That goes directly into the brook, that goes directly into the lake. So we're going to mitigate that with some ponds, some sediment ponds and so forth. Then we did a project at the park years ago, which was through Hillary. So that meeting was, I can't remember the exact dates, but they're Wednesday nights, and I didn't even think about it until I hung up the computer from texting with, or the phone with texting with Jeremy Jones, and I said, who? I said, I wonder if they have any meetings, so we should be good, I think.
So are you saying they're the same night or
no,
different
night? No, it's not. It's okay. Two different. They're Wednesday nights. Both of them are Wednesdays, but they're not. They're meeting.
With the planning and the lake. Okay. And are you going to be, who's going to be letting them in on the 21st? Will that be you? Just because we have a Woodman meeting, so I won't be able to be here to let them in.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Well, the 21st, that's the late meeting, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's two late meetings, or two, well, or more or less two late meetings, follow the late, so forth.
Okay.
Second one is with Colby, I just hope it isn't, we don't get the people that were at the last public hearing here. Just getting too old fighting.
Very welcome.
So anyways, yeah, that's coming up. We will have to do an appointment for RPC between 6:30 and 7:01. So they have their next meeting.
Well, they already did it. They did it at their last meeting. They made an appointment. Yep. So now it's to us.
East Wells Road slide. I spent. Okay,
Don, can we back up? Because we want to make a motion to who we want to be on the RRPC.
Well, we can do that now, or we can do it at another time. I mean,
I'd rather get it over with if you don't mind.
We have a month.
Don't matter. It's something that they're waiting for, so I'd like to be able to have them bring it to the next meeting.
I thought perhaps we ought to wait and see what the chairman of the committee is doing. At last I heard he was buying a house in Virginia and he had sold his house to Wells.
Mm-hmm.
That being the case, it's kind of stupid to appoint him just so we can do the same dog and pony show next week.
I'm not looking to appoint him. That's, I guess, my whole point.
Okay.
I know the Planning Commission met, and they had appointed Sharon Corey as the primary and Steve Miller as the secondary. Currently, for this term, I believe Heather Thomas is the primary. Who's the secondary? Who's secondary?
I think it may be Steve.
Okay.
Is it Steve or is it...
Steve or me. I might be primary and secondary.
Okay.
I thought it was Shinsky.
There's no Shinsky on the...
Shimolinsky, me?
Shimolinsky, me.
No, he's the vice chair of the Planning Commission.
No, but I thought he was... No, I guess I guess it is Steve Miller. Okay. The other one. Yeah.
So I was at the meeting when they did that election, and I know there's been a lot of turmoil in that committee, and I have sat down with many of them, spoken to many of them, and my opinion is I would like to keep Heather as the primary because I feel like she has done a good job, attended all the meetings, is very good with communicating to everybody. And I think there's no reason why she should be taken away from that. And I would then suggest that Sharon become the secondary. And I don't think there's an issue that both of them can attend. I believe the primary and the secondary can attend.
My objection is the planning committee did vote on who we wanted the primary.
That was your recommendation. Right. Yep. And as select board, we can overrule. So I'm just, because of everything, I don't know if it will run as smoothly with the way it is and with Steve leaving right now.
It's not.
It's not known yet, but he pretty much said he's moving, so I'm sure it's going to be happening sometime in the next year.
I talked to him yesterday.
Okay.
Talked to everybody initially. he called me and we talked for quite a while, and apparently he has an active buyer for his home in East Wells. And he has been, and actually I believe he said it has gone going to Virginia or West Virginia, I can't remember which one. To look at, he's been down there already a few times, and he's going back down to look at houses again. So he said in no uncertain terms, he is moving to be closer to his grandchildren and his children, period. So I don't.
Has he mentioned?
It may not be tomorrow, it may not be the next day, but I get he is obviously moving.
Has he said if he's going to be submitting a letter of resignation, or are you going to?
He is aware of that, but he doesn't want to do that till he knows exactly when and what's going on.
Okay.
He's not a stupid individual. I explained all this to him.
Yep. So, I mean, I have no issue attending the next meeting and voicing how I'm not comfortable voting it the way it is. Or I can make a motion to just do it the way I think and see if it gets passed. I don't care how you guys want to do it.
I think for the sake of some kind of tranquility and relations, that the way to do it would be to express our feelings at a planning commission meeting when more than two out of seven people are there.
Does anybody?
I can guarantee you I get more than an adequate number of phone calls, visits, and text messages, and we do it tonight. Two people know it by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That's fine.
And I have to go to work tomorrow. I don't have time to sit on my phone explaining what happened at this lecture.
And that's fine. And I'm more than willing to speak to it. I just, do either of you feel similarly, or are you totally against what I'm saying?
Not at all against what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm not against what you're saying.
It makes very good sense, but I think we need to handle it.
I would assume not go against the committee.
Okay. I will bring it back to the next meeting.
But I agree with that, what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so, basically how I feel, but I just don't think we ought to just run.
I think it's fine. I totally agree. I understand and I agree. So I would like to bring it back to the Planning Commission with my thoughts and feelings and look for additional feedback, hopefully after I've already talked to a number of people of the situation that's been going on, and hope that it's can be put in the past and we can look forward as a good group.
I can tell you, as sure as I'm sitting in this chair after listening to the last meeting, that will never happen in this building again as long as I'm taking in air.
So
that's a fact. You can take it to the bank.
I feel that everybody was at fault for something, and we need to just move forward and respect everybody and be adults. That's my feeling. And I'd be more than happy to speak to anybody if they want to know what they did wrong. Because everybody did something.
So why don't we table that until
okay.
Remember our next meeting.
But you did void the one that we had. You had originally signed with Sharon and all that. You voided that.
That was taken care of. I told Heather about it a month or two ago or whenever.
All right.
I believe it was taken care of. I believe that meeting was the 8th, and I took care of it on the 9th or the 10th because I had a meeting with Castleton. And I talked to Devin and
Logan, maybe?
No, Logan wasn't there.
Okay.
And it doesn't have, like I said, it doesn't have to be in until July 1st.
Yep. Okay.
That's how I would like to see it here.
That is fine. I'm fine with that.
So I can't tell you what you have a calendar.
I'll look at my calendar. It would be the 28th is their next meeting. So
no, that's their meeting, but whenever ours falls into that.
After that, yeah.
All right, moving along. Can you just put in there, Sherry, that we have tabled
I just put Tammy suggested the select board attend the next planning commission meeting. She would like to voice her opinion on the primary and secondary representatives of the region planning commission.
Okay.
It's June 3rd would be the next meeting for us after their meeting.
All right. Where was I? Update on East Wells Road slide. Yesterday, I spent considerable time with the property owners. That was after the phone calls.
Property owner. Right.
And her significant other. And they were quite concerned. They supposedly have a lawyer now. They wanted a copy of the plans, which I had left a copy of the plans here 2 weeks ago, and apparently they never picked them up, but I guess that was my fault too. I also emailed them the plans so they could look at them on their computer or their TV or whatever they
So they have them now?
I would assume so.
As much as you could get it to them.
I handed them a physical copy, and I emailed them, took their email information and emailed and then we set up plans.
Okay.
I also talked to Caitlin, the engineer with Henman and Kesselring. They expressed that they would like to have a meeting with the engineers after quite a lot of deliberation over when they could have their meeting, changing the time and changing the day, changing the time and changing the day. We decided on, I believe, the 15th of this month at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. However, Caitlin was going to get a hold of one of the other engineers, Jason, that was the first group that I worked with when we started this project. And because they wanted him here, and I haven't heard back from her as yet.
So are they willing to pay for the time for all these engineers since they weren't around for the first time?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, that's not how the world works these days.
I know.
That's a whole other topic for today. So anyways, that's where we stand with that. I was in hopes to get this thing bidded. Needless to say, I don't think that's going to happen. We may be able to bid it, but it isn't going to happen this year.
It's not going to happen this year, you don't think?
Well, I don't believe there's many construction companies that are large enough to handle this project that are just sitting around waiting for the town of Wells to get done fiddling and come forward with their project. I know Markowski's out 2 years. I'm pretty sure Belden is out at least that long.
Do we feel our road is stable enough?
Well,
I mean, that's just my own
concern. I gave that some thought, and the inclinometer is still there.
Okay.
And the last time I talked to Jason, I asked him what his thoughts were on going up and taking some readings. He thought it probably, with the amount of time that has passed, see, we never figured this thing would take all the time.
And I'm not blaming anybody.
But you had to get 3 state permits.
I know.
It took months
know.
And months and I months know. And months because everybody's working from home and so forth. We don't get into
that. Well, that shouldn't matter, but yes, I understand.
I know it shouldn't matter, but you know, when you're taking care of screaming kids and cooking dinner, you're supposed to be working on an engineering project. Anyways, long story short, he is going to come out and take some readings and see where we're at in comparison to last summer's readings. I think it was last summer.
So you feel that, I know that the owners have questions and want to feel comfortable and blah, 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 that we still can't put it out there to make it aware to start getting some bidders, or are you thinking that plans are going to change? Because if the plans change, then we have to have everything redrawn up again, correct?
That is correct. Now, plans are not going to change, but by the same token, I mean, they have hired a lawyer. I don't know where they want to go with this.
I'm just done with this. I'm asking questions.
This is a $500,000 project. I don't want to end up paying Merrill Bent another $100,000 so we can get out of doing what they want to do or don't want to do or whatever. Their big concern seems to be that the site where we have to store stuff, which is on their meadow on the right-hand side of the road as you're coming this way, will be put back
the way
it was.
Okay.
And the guy argued with me for 20 minutes about the fact, well, they got to put stone there and they got to put this there. And I said, well, they can pick it up. They have excavators that do that all day long, all across the U.S. of A and the whole world. But it was very similar to talking to that door over there. And I don't know what his problem is, but he was. So
okay.
I said, what would you like to do?
Okay.
And they said they'd like to have a meeting with the engineer so they can be assured of this.
He's not even the actual owner, is he?
No. He's her boyfriend or girlfriend or friend, whatever.
So, okay.
That's where that stands. So
5:15 at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's tentative. It isn't official yet.
Okay.
Because the other guy hasn't Jason hasn't got back.
Could you please let me know?
Oh, it'll be on the computer. It'll be on anywhere.
Thank you.
That's how I came on it. We have a case basically.
Yeah, I see her name.
Most likely to get a hold of her.
The town hall sign is next. I don't have anything further right now. I haven't had a chance. Expanded quote, I'm still working on. But did we skip over correspondence? I think we have some correspondence.
Yeah.
I just don't want to forget.
I did skip over it. We get into open forum.
Yeah, that's okay. I just don't want
to. We don't have much of any kind. Other, well, the.
I think that green folder down, there's an overweight permit.
Yeah,
that's one of those too, okay. Yeah.
It's right here underneath my stuff.
And our finances will bring back at the next meeting as well.
Yeah, okay, we have an overweight highway permit for Take Trail Truck.
Make a motion we accept the Take Trail's overweight permit.
Second.
Just so you know, he uses Route 30 most of the time. He's a lot. Runs a log truck. What that permit does by granting him a permit and him paying a permit fee, should he damage our road or something, his insurance pays us to fix it. That's why we have overweight permits. And I have the two grants. I want to read those.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's anything else in here that we haven't done already. Oh, I have a plea to the select from Peter Franzoni, who I believe at one point in time was a politician in Raleigh.
Sounds it.
Honorable members of the select board, town of Wells, my name is Peter G. Franzoni. I am a Rutland City citizen and a U.S. Army veteran. As I am not one of your constituents, and realizing that it may be a demand upon the time spent on your good town's other affairs, I humbly ask that you must please still make the effort to consider the following, as I believe it is of utmost importance to your constituents and the people of the town of Wells. I still hold true to my oath of enlistment and support and defend the Constitution of the United States and responsibilities we share, holding that oath that I wish to discuss with you here. On behalf of the concerned people of the city of Rutland, I made a demand upon our Board of Aldermen to honor their oaths of office and support and defend the Constitution of the United States. In response to this demand on Monday, April 21st, said board passed the by the unanimous vote. Next. Pertaining to the resolution condemning acts of due process and affirming constitutional rights of all people in Rutland, copy herewith attached. I'm urging you as your governing body pass a similar resolution to show your own constituents and the people of the town of Wells at large that you value the protection of their constitutional rights, and in particular, everyone's right to due process of the law, that the 14th and 5th and 14th Amendments of the United States Constitution. Let us be clear that the fact that the United States Constitution provides equal protection of the law for all persons within the jurisdiction of the United States. Not just citizens, but all persons. Recently, we've been witnessing arrests of immigrants across the U.S., and now right here in Vermont, they have been blatantly violating due process laws guaranteed to all people by the 5th and 14th Amendments of the United States Constitution. Many of these individuals are being detained without legal representation and or the use of detainers without sufficient evidence. Detainees. Or even the application of any criminal charges whatsoever beyond not being a U.S. citizen. Unfortunately, President Trump, the Department of Justice, and the Department of Homeland Security under the current federal administration wrongfully claimed multiple times that being an illegal immigrant disqualifies you from the affordable due process under the law. By that reasoning, any law enforcement official could claim someone is not a citizen as their sole reason for arresting and detaining that person, and that person would not have any legal standing or recourse to be afforded to the due process law that would allow them the ability to prove otherwise. It's a catch-22. The current federal government claims that you are not a citizen And under their definition, and it goes on and on. How many towns have done anything? I don't know. I mean, it does make sense to me. There's nine guys that worked on a farm in the northern corner of Vermont, Berkshire, Vermont. Their boss is an Olympic gold medal, silver medalist in the last Olympics, and they were taking down sap lines when the ice people chased them through the farm, through the milk parlor, arrested them. Guys milked 5,000 cows, and he's got eight or nine less guys to do work on the farm.
The only thing that I disagree with is that if they're here illegally, what you're saying is it's okay to break the law, and you just ignore that part of the law. And that's
I don't know if they were here illegally or not.
Right.
They had brown skin, I believe, is the way
they were arrested.
If that's the case, if they're illegal, as far as I'm concerned, is that...
The kidney surgeon at Providence General Hospital, who is an Indian, was born in this country, was arrested virtually out of the operating room and sent to San Salvador or El Salvador. She's an American citizen, but she had brown skin. So
I don't care what color she is.
Yeah.
So,
that seems to be what's going on. I mean, I don't think they're, we're not here to discuss.
And that's why I'm rejoicing. This is politics, and I think we all have our own opinions.
Oh, I just thought I would.
And we don't know the whole story on a lot of these things. So my recommendation is we do nothing with this.
That was mine, but I took an oath here, and I go by the oath. I can't hide stuff.
I wasn't asking you to, but he was asking us to do something, and I was saying, we don't.
I mean, is this a discussion, or
do you
public?
Have a comment?
Do you have a comment? I mean, I personally would like to see something like that passed, a resolution in the town of Wells. I think we not only have lots of folks locally who are migrant farm workers, regardless of their legal status, if you're in the United States, you're afforded due process under the law. It doesn't matter if you're an immigrant or not. And, I think the farm up in Franklin County was a target because it's like a higher profile location, so close to the border. But I don't think it will be long until we also have ICE presence here in Wells and Collett. And I would like there to be something on the record that shows that we are not just going to let ICE agents come and unlawfully arrest our fellow townspeople.
The problem is we don't know if they're lawfully or unlawfully arrested.
If they're in the United States, they should be afforded due process.
There's a case in front of the Supreme Court right now determined that, but it hasn't been determined yet.
Well,
you can
legal
determine
statutes say no, it's not up for discussion. Like, if you were in the United States, it doesn't matter if you are, a green card holder or just happen to bicycle from Canada for the day or
what you're saying is that you don't care what the law is, it doesn't matter if you break the law. There's no consequences to it.
I don't want this to be a discussion. So I don't think she's saying they're breaking the law. I think she's trying to say that there's a part of the law. Now, I think interpretation is up to everybody, and I really don't think anything, the world is not going to change because of our discussion here. I've heard many different sides. Some people say, a lot of people have come into this country going through the means that need to get your green card, and they've worked hard for that. And they deserve their citizenship. Others have snuck into this country and they feel that's not right. Some people think they're still should be able to do the due process. Some don't. We're not going to solve it here. I think there's too many different opinions that for us to make that decision. I do not want
the
to make
part
that decision.
Is an opinion, and yours is an opinion, Grant, whether somebody's illegal or not. Legally, or illegally here, or breaking a law or not. Don't think those folks up in Franklin County were breaking any laws working on a farm that day. Also,
we don't know that for sure.
Sure.
Correct.
I mean, there's plenty of people who are breaking
the law. We're hoping the people
that,
absolutely. And that they should be taken care of too, but we're not.
My point is that the Constitution affords due process to all people who are physically present in the United States, regardless of their immigration status.
Citizens.
No, it's not just U.S. citizens, Fran. I'll be happy to send you another email on top of all the ones you received from me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, we appreciate
it. All right. Anyways, I've read it. We're not obviously going to have a proclamation put forth by myself tonight or. But anyways, you better. I don't know where it's going, state-wise, locally. That's Peter Franzoni from Raleigh. Moving on, Delta Dental, which is our dental provider for our employees. Their prices are going up, not drastically, but I guess the subscriber's rate goes up about $2. The spouse's rate, if their spouse is being carried, goes up $3. And the family plan goes up $6.
I'd have to go back and look to see if we put any type of increase in the budget for that. I don't remember off the top of my head. There's a lot that went down. So.
I don't think there's much. It's much to worry about.
No, actually, it looks like we were down, and so we went up about $40. So it is what it is. Yeah.
Five. All right. Forward. That's basically it for correspondence. You guys have seen the letter that was written to the Haases from Gina.
I'm not sure. I may have made that up.
Been floating around like a month or so.
Yes. Right, and that's where we're waiting for them to sign, but they have questions, correct?
Right.
So I know that.
Anyway, you saw that.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're down to new truck.
The new truck is here. They've been looking up a few minor things still at the cameras. They've been using it a little bit. They're quite pleased with it. It seems to have better power than the one it's replacing.
I hope so.
Well, no, they both have about the same size engine.
I know, but things go downhill as they get old, too.
It's not that old. As you got 100,000 miles. We don't put any miles on trucks.
Yeah, but it's...
I've got three times that miles.
What year is it?
2008.
Okay, well,
it's almost... I had a 2016 with almost 300,000 on it.
The 10 gold pile on it?
No, it's... 10-co got bought out by...
No.
It
doesn't matter.
Why are you asking these questions?
Forget it.
It's the same company, but it's a different name. They merged with another company that does truck bodies and so forth. So that's where we're at on that.
And
our local hazard mitigation plan has all been accepted.
Back up. We're working on looking to purchase a second one since they're a couple years out. Right? Oh, I thought that was a longer new truck.
No, that was the new truck that's here. The update is on the local hazard mitigation plan that has been accepted. This was the one that myself and fire chief are involved with. So we're squared away there.
I thought that was a different one. I thought this one was the one that we had to put in for that grant to get the grant for the planning commission to help us with updating something that didn't have a lot of updating to do.
No, that's the LEHMP, I believe. There's one more in this.
Okay, well, that's the one I meant when I put that on, because I knew we had already done the other one.
Oh.
So I apologize.
In that case, there isn't any update as of yet.
But Gina submitted the grant paperwork, if I remember. Is that correct? His
grant paperwork is in.
Okay.
I believe she has posted that people could apply. Okay. Nobody will apply. Rutland Regional Planning Commission will end up doing it the same as they've done for the last 20-some-odd years.
And the deadline was 6:30, I believe. We have to get that in by, if I remember.
Yes.
Okay. I apologize. That was what I had meant.
All right. Middletown Springs. We had an issue in the corner of Wells that used to be, or the corner of Middletown Springs that used to be Wells, till they went to court years ago. The woman that lives there, I can't think of her name right off the top of my head, called me up screaming at me because they didn't grade that portion of the road. And she had talked to Doug, and Doug said that he wasn't grading. I mean, he was in the grader, but all we were doing was, this was during the rainy season, well, which is still continuing, but we were just trying to make the roads somewhat smooth until things dried up a little bit. I tried to explain it to the woman, but I could not get a word in edgewise. She just basically screamed at me and told me how stupid I was, that I was lying, and so forth and so on. And she had talked to our highway foreman, Doug. I said, he's not our highway foreman. He's a machine operator. But anyways, I think we need to sit down with, I believe Herb is still the chairman of Middletown Springs. So
I think Doug did end up.
He was going to anyways, but he was trying to explain to her that they weren't putting any gravel on now. He was just smoothing the roads up, and he wasn't really grading, and she just flew off into never, never like it.
Right.
That was the end of that. Started yelling and screaming.
Is that where the East Fulton Road used to be that dumped over?
West corner.
Yeah.
Your grandfather, your
mm-hmm.
grandmother's corner,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. There's just a little piece of that that's Middletown. We take care of it, we plow, and it's kind of stupid for them to come over here and plow 100 yards of road or whatever. But
yeah, there used to be a road that went over
Dayton Meadows.
Yeah.
That is correct. That's where the woman lives.
Yeah.
If you don't go right, don't go left. Just keep right on going, you'll come to her house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And anyways, long story short, I think we need to talk to we don't get any gravel. We put a culvert in up there. We've dumped, I don't know how many loads of gravel up there.
The culvert.
And we've got nothing out of it. I mean, it's convenient for us to do the work. You got to go around the corner and down the hill, so it doesn't really matter if the grader blade is up or down. But I think we need to talk to them about greasing our pond to pay for the gravel and the materials and so forth.
Right, you know, heartfelt thank you.
Was there anything in that court proceeding that we were able to bring up that said that we would maintain it, but like gravel culverts or anything we could build them for? I mean,
I have not seen the court.
Can't find it.
And I asked Nora to please dig it out, and she can't find it. I know there was a court hearing. It went to Superior Court. It was a long time ago. I believe perhaps your father and
what?
Clark and Combs were on the select board at that point in time, and that had to be 40 years ago.
He was on when that transpired.
Yeah. So Nora's looking for the documents, but she hadn't been able to find them. Okay. The brush pile has been pushed back repeatedly. It's pushed back as much as we can push it back. It's got to be burned now.
Okay. Yeah, because I heard it was quite a ways out this past weekend.
What?
The brush.
Yeah.
That's at the point it needs to be burned or something.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it's been.
It's
on the agenda to do. Okay.
The other issue is food scraps.
Yeah.
We presently have your son, I believe, not your son, her son,
I don't think he's in the business anymore.
Doesn't he pick up our food scraps at the landfill, at the dump transfer station?
Oh, he might.
For compost.
He does do composting, yeah. But I, yeah.
Anyways.
I'm not sure all of his accounts, but.
Anyways, he's much more reasonable than Casella. However, the problem being the way it's set up, people are dumping garbage, light bulbs, various assorted other kinds of trash other than food scraps in it. So I suggested to Captain Jack that he put the hoppers over by where his rocking chair and radio are.
Can we do that? Isn't there a plan saying we have to have
things? Well, either we're going to do that. I'm going to.
Or he yields it for the day and then puts it back out.
We're either going to move them for tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
or when I go to the meeting tomorrow night at Rutland Regional Scrap or Rutland Regional.
Yeah, what's solid waste?
Transfer station or whatever.
Solid waste.
They can find something else to do with the food scraps. I mean, it's pointless to, you know, quadruple what we have to pay to get rid of them because of stupidity.
Why so, people would put that in there is beyond me.
That's what I told him to do. I said, take the hopper over there. And I said, before you go home, roll the hopper across the parking lot, put it in a little building. So the bears don't get in.
So has he said if it's being come to, is it being taken weekly or is it stopped because of the nonsense being put in there?
No, he takes it.
He does.
Usually okay. Takes it twice a week.
Okay.
He'll come Thursday or Friday and take it so the stuff is empty for that Sunday.
Okay.
You got two things written here.
I do. Well, I might have three.
I can't read one of them.
Okay. Well, one thing, just on our to-do list.
Sign board?
Smart board. No. So,
oh, smart board, yeah.
Yes. So we had a quick discussion about trying to get some technology in here for us to be able to do Zoom meetings and this audio stuff. But sometimes we have people that need to do the Zoom with us, and they can't. They can only see who's at the computer. So we talked about looking into some type of device, like a smart board. Or a monitor with a camera on top that we control or whatever. I think we're looking hopefully not more than 5,000. I don't have any quotes yet. But my question is, are we looking to install it in this room or put it on a rolling base that we would maybe roll in out of the room back there or something? Because if we're going to install it, I would need to know where we would think would be the best place to install a TV like that. My thought is it would have to be on a arm of some sort, maybe coming out from the wall to be able to see this whole table. I don't think the crowd is as important. You know, the backs of the crowd is fine. And I think our, you know, one or two voice things would be plenty to pick up. But that's what I need to know. If we're looking to install something on the wall, or are we looking to have it on a rolly cart similar to what the school has for their town meetings?
Good question.
Yeah.
I think probably we should have it so it can disappear.
That's my thought. We don't want to put it on the thing. Do you have a thought, Heather?
I think that PEG TV provided Follett with the technology. So it might just save the town some money if they were interested in.
The only thing with that, and that would be nice, but then we'd have to go on to PEG TV. And I don't think we're exciting enough to go on PEG TV right now. I think if we had a large crowd come to our, I mean, you guys are the largest crowd we've seen in a long time, that it might be beneficial, but there's not really, for us to go on PEG TV, I just don't see it worth it. It's usually just three of us and Sherry that's here, and I just don't feel it. I mean, right now we're just required to do the audio, and we can do that with this. And I would say we call PEG TV if we feel there's something come up that we should televise it. But to have it every week, we're not there yet. I don't, or need to be there yet. But I totally get what you're saying.
The big problem is I've talked to PEG TV. They've called me. They want us to operate and store their equipment. I don't feel.
But that's what she's saying. We'd have it for free.
Yeah, you have it for free versus
they would provide it.
And I mean, I think it is like to be in compliance with providing accessible meetings to everybody, you know, if you're handicapped in some way. That is sort of the trajectory of having some sort of
device
device where you can participate in a meeting remotely. So,
And right now it's not mandated. I mean, but however, if we know somebody will like to come and they can't get here, we can provide them a code. And like you said, do a Zoom so that, but we would like it so they could see us, at least see us. So that was the thought. Do you want me to do the quote then with a rolling cart type of?
Yeah, I would just like to see what, you know, what they're saying.
Yep.
I don't
know. That was a question.
I don't know who you're getting a quote from, but.
Yeah.
Must be more than one person that sells this kind of equipment.
Right. I mean, that's just a starting base.
Did you talk to me?
I did. Yep. And those were some questions.
I asked him about it as well.
Yeah.
I see it quite often.
Yeah. And I told him we're not looking at fancy dancy. I mean, it might be a TV screen with the camera on top, you know, that we control, you know, it's like a smart board computer on your screen where you can do the whole Zoom, but I want it so that if we do go to a Zoom meeting, because that might be coming up in the future, that whoever's on the Zoom can see this whole table and see us, and we can see who's attending, because this doesn't work. So that's what we're looking for. So, and technology's not cheap, but I want to get an idea. So we'll start with him and see what he's got for a quote and price. And then I don't know if our current technology guy could do the same. I don't know. I'm just starting with a basis to see what we're looking at right now. So. I just wanted to ask those questions first. So, I just know just to be on the to-do list, and maybe everybody knows this, but I noticed there's a nice little hole in our parking lot when they do the sure packing. Can they just stick some sure pack in that?
Well, I'd rather say cold patching.
Cold patch. Is that what it's called? I'm sorry. Cold patch. Whatever it's called. I'm not the.
I just mentioned that to John.
Perfect. Okay. And I just, the milk house I had just to bring up, I talked to Fran a little bit before. It just that. That milk house looks like it's about ready to fall again just because of the appearance of it was buckling in. But he said there's boards inside, but I fear somebody could go into there.
We had
I know we had before. Tape, but right. There's no tape there now. Right. And I just don't want to collapse on somebody. So I think we need to really, at your next meeting, talk about when are we going to start working on this for the summer, or are we going to light a match and bring it down?
What's left to do to it?
I'm going to rebuild that front wall where it.
Yeah.
So I got these are all the rough style lumber, so I got some 2x4s. I got condoms.
So maybe plan a day with whoever volunteers to help with that.
We want
to
get the signs and stuff up first.
Yes, we do. That's long coming too.
And I told you that there was quite a lot of concern over the dock. The dock goes in on around Memorial Day, right. It comes out around Columbus Day, but apparently we had to call up and scream and yell about that. We got that phone call.
Well, I saw it posted on our lovely the Facebook page, and I just told them it is always in before Memorial Day weekend, and it usually comes out in New Jersey Day weekend.
We went beyond the weather.
I do know, just personally, a lot of people like to use it for prom pictures. And I know that, like, Pulteney is Memorial Day weekend, which Granville just had there. So theirs was a little early. Pulteney's is Memorial Day weekend, which is usually in by then. I think if the weather's great, let's put it out. But it's been raining. So it's all, and I told them, I said, weather permitting. So. Right. I mean, you know, it's got to go in. And as soon as we can get it in, we'll get it in. And that's what people need to realize. So. And that's what I told them.
Speaking of that, have you got that lumber? Can you get that lumber out and get it down to me somehow or another?
Yep.
For the sign? Such come up?
For the slate sign.
Yeah, if you just bring it down, even if I'm not there, just back in the shed and enough holes.
Tell me where you want to put it. What shed you want it in?
Whatever's handy for you.
Okay. Well, I got to get somebody to help me put it in.
Where's the sign itself? Do you have it?
Okay.
Probably
put it in, where we put the lumber the last time.
Okay.
That shed right there is fairly handy to get at. And there's room there. I haven't got the tractor fixed yet. So.
You have the tractor back yet?
Hopefully, I'll get it squared away.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I had.
Believe that. Oh. What is, I have talked to Dave on a new, on an, or getting a new truck started. Not the one we have, but another one. I finally coerced him into
automatic,
going with an automatic this time.
Wow,
it was, but that's the what do they call it? The millennial burglar alarm is a standard transmission now because nobody can drive a standard transmission. So I'm thinking that at the age of our highway department, probably we will have. Perhaps somebody that doesn't know how to drive a standard to come to work for us in the future. We got one guy that's 63, another guy that's 64, and a guy that's in his 50s. So if we hire a 20-year-old, we probably won't, you know, around here we're pretty lucky because most kids are driving farm tractors. And
I don't know, a lot of them have those speed vehicles now.
All that stuff.
So Subaru.
The other thing I don't have yet that I did call Blake from the international dealer, and he was going to find out about a stainless steel body.
Right, you did mention that.
And what the difference is between steel and a stainless and steel. He hasn't got back to me. I'll ride him his cage again because I called him and I went away and I haven't heard back from him.
I believe at the last meeting or two meetings ago, you mentioned the guys talked to you about putting the cinder blocks up for the salt shed and all that. Is that something
done
yet or not yet?
They were going to get an idea of where they wanted to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought we ought to go over there and see where we wanted to put it in case it wasn't in the same spot. And
so we need to coordinate that.
Then when they get these, well, there won't be too many slow days, hopefully from now on, but they could set blocks when, you know, they got time to spare. Yeah.
And I'm guessing you probably haven't had time to follow up with the company you're talking about to find out about a quote without labor and if there's any.
No, I didn't, plans. But I do have another company that that's in northern Vermont that does the same thing.
Okay.
It's the one that built Laura. Across the road here.
Oh, yeah.
She put on a tennis court. I can't think of the name of the company. Mm-hmm. I've got all their information. And it's a family-owned business up north. And she's dealt with them, and her father's dealt with them on his farm in New York City. And she was pretty happy about working with them. So I thought I would give them a crack at it, see what kind of money it is.
And I don't remember the date, but we do have a date for their matching grant. The bingo. I don't remember what it is, so I'll have to bring that to the next meeting for the Woodman workers for the matching grant. We do have a date for the bingo.
Yeah. You're in charge of the Woodman Hall.
Oh, well, not the bingos. I'm not the bingo, but they did tell us. I just can't remember.
You're the liaison with the Woodman.
I'm the trainer.
You're also our liaison with Woodman.
Yes, I am. And I have it. I just don't have my book with me, so. But it has been assigned, so. And Nora sent me something also. I don't know if she mentioned it to you. I know nothing about it. The Staff's Vermont Surplus Vehicle event is this Saturday. Have you ever attended one of those? She was just thinking grader wise if there might be any graders.
We used to get a notice of them.
She saw that
on Facebook.
Yeah. I don't know where it is or anything.
I looked at the picture, which there was no auction bid, no listing, no nothing.
It's usually at Barry.
Yeah, it's up there, either Barry or Montpelier or somewhere. It appeared there was a few pickup trucks.
We don't know if that's a current picture or an old picture, though, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
There's no way
to communicate with
anybody.
Okay.
I don't know who's
do you know if it's worth a travel up there or not?
The other thing I did find out, and I don't know if I mentioned it to you or not, but when I went to the last select board meet and greet that they have, they're going to have four of those a year. I went to the first one probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago now. Castleton, the topic of choice that day was equipment, who's got what, and would they let towns borrow if a town
Like we have that giant blower. A lot of towns don't have that. We lend that to somebody else to use something that they had.
Some problems if we get
the and what West Rutland has a fairly new road grader, and they don't have any. They have very few dirt roads anymore. Most of their stuff is all paved now, and they would be willing to let their grader be if somebody needs a grader, and with our grader being 20 some odd years old. I thought it was an interesting thought, and I made sure I talked to their select board chair directly after the meeting ended about that, because we've had two go-rounds, broken grader, not being able to get the proper parts in a timely manner. So
they're not looking to sell it?
No. They still have some, a little bit of their roads, but not much. But there's a bunch of times we got some oddball stuff that would be pretty handy if only you could use it instead of buying one.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was well worth going to. And that's all I have. I would entertain a motion to adjourn if there's no more lawful business.
I have one thing. Is I know that Cleveland, he generally goes up and he spreads all the manure in the field.
Who?
By the park that Cleveland does it.
Scott
Cleveland?
Well, I would like to see him not do it on the fields up there because it all goes into the lake. I mean, it all goes on that side hill. And it all, when you get a heavy rain with that, it all goes down and fertilizes the lake too. So I would like to see him not put it fertilizing. I know we don't own the whole thing, you know, the whole side of it just down there.
But I think we do own part of what he cuts, don't we?
Yeah, yes.
I wonder if he would cut it if he didn't fertilize.
Well, just, you know, the weed and stuff probably have, putting all the nutrients in the lake probably isn't a good thing to do.
Well, this is true. I mean, there's cutting all the trees on your lot and nothing, and having the little white tank truck with the fertilizer in it. And the guy squirts on with a garden hose, and then it rains and all washes in the lake. And then the rocket scientists on the Lake Association, we can't understand why the phosphates are increasing.
Right.
You know.
Well, I was just one thing that would help.
You noticed. Probably with all the rain.
If I see Scotty, I'll ask him to see what he says. I don't think he really wants that. I mean, the hay is poor at best.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's real excited about doing it, but he's just done it forever. He kind of does it as a favor or whatever. I'm not sure. Bremer, I think, owns part of that, a little bit of it.
I know because I hold the walking path around there.
Yeah. Maybe Bremer doesn't. I don't know. I thought somebody, I didn't think it was all ours.
Well, I think Greg goes, you know, from the wood line to the road. You know, that we own it from the wood line down to the lake.
Yeah, that maybe that's, yeah, because that was part of the, who the hell was the guy that first was? Farm that with the
strawberry.
Rico, yeah, that's right. You're correct. Yeah, I forgot about that. I knew somebody else owned it.
Correct. He owned down to the woodbine, but he leaves me down the lot. I was going to talk to Greg to see if they have not even doing that part of it. Just for nutrients and weight, that's all.
Yeah, no, I randomly run into Scotty.
Yeah.
See, or I'll ask him. See what he says. He'll probably get mad at me. I don't think so. I didn't. Has he spread manure up?
Not yet. But he's,
no, but has he? In the, I never happened to notice he had.
Yeah, he's done it for the last 2 years.
I don't use that road very often. If I'm going to Bolton, I go up 30, it's faster. Right. 42 stop signs.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I would entertain a motion.
Second.
Anything else?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All righty, very good. Thank you, ladies.